This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Joe. 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. Where you at? It's Dan Day on opening day, and we are just as fresh as all those baseball players. Plus, tonight, not only are you getting great Major League Baseball, which I love, my two favorite basketball teams are in action. Not against each other, separate games, so I can cheer for both of them. The Pelicans, Zion not going to be playing, Lonzo Ball not going to be playing, but the Heat, Oladipo going to be playing, Bielitsa going to be playing, Jimmy Butler going to be playing, Adebayo going to be playing, Dragic is going to be playing. Oh, you know I'm going to be up drinking beers, cheering on those two teams, and texting my friends. But my friends right now, we are going to make the most of our time together. The Joe Rose Show, talking to Kim Ng in just a little bit. Yeah, Kim Ng got the Marlins going in the right direction. I got that fish fever. Also, Greeny gives us a list of five greatest Robins in sports history. And Hawk and Crowder, they're celebrating an anniversary right now. Let's celebrate the headlines. The Miami Heat won their second in a row last night, defeating the Pacers 92-87. Former Pacer Victor Oladipo is expected to make his Miami debut tonight when the Heat face the Warriors at 8. It's opening day in the MLB today. Miami gets their season started at Lone Depot Park against Tampa Bay. Sandy Alcantara will be the Fish's starting pitcher. Other MLB notes include the season starting with the Yankees and the Blue Jays. President Biden has slammed the Rangers for allowing full capacity at Globe Life Field, and Francisco Lindor and the Mets have come to a 10-year, $341 million deal. The Panthers have signed goalie Spencer Knight. He played last season at Boston College. Florida takes on Detroit tonight at 7. Ja'Marr Chase ran a 4.38 40-yard dash at LSU's Pro Day, while Kyle Pitts posted a 4.44 40 at Florida's Pro Day. Dolphins coaches were in attendance at both. South Florida's own Naomi Osaka's 23-match win streak has ended. It happened yesterday when she fell to Greece's Maria Sakkari at the Miami Open. The U clobbered FIU 21-1 on the baseball diamond yesterday. Miami starts a three-game series against Duke tomorrow. L.A. County sheriffs have determined what caused Tiger Woods' SUV crash last month, but will not release details, citing privacy concerns. And now, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. An angry octopus attacked a swimmer in Australia the other day. Man gets beat up by octopus. There's a joke in there somewhere. A Croatian diver broke a record when they held their breath underwater for 24 minutes and 33 seconds. Would have been longer, but they probably died. An anonymous woman online has revealed that her and her sister are the product of one of their mother's extramarital affairs. To further complicate things, her sister is now unknowingly dating her very own biological father. Talk about having daddy issues. The cause of a recent incoherent tweet sent out by the U.S. Strategic Command has been determined. What happened? An official left their young child unattended by their computer. Strategery. Strategically get up in the morning and listen to the Joe Rose Show. They've got some hard-hitting good stuff every single day, and they cover them all. They had a big one this morning. They have Kim Ng. She is the Marlins' general manager. She is breaking through that glass ceiling, and hopefully the Marlins are going to be breaking through the NL East this year. She talks about the other teams that they are going to have to face in that division. Also, the naming rights to the new stadium, or the new naming rights to the stadium, knowing the players, Jazz Chisholm, and a little bit on the NLDH.
General manager of the Miami Marlins, Kim Ng, going to join us here today. Kim, thank you for the time. It's opening day. How big of a smile do you have on your face this morning? I can only imagine.
I have a big smile on my face when you guys remind me. I'm trying to keep my nerves under control, but this is a special day, obviously, for me and for Marlins fans in general, I think. I think we have a pretty good team out there, and so I'm pretty optimistic about what we can do.
Ken, there's just so many parts of, besides the opener today against Tampa Bay Rays, but I'm just curious for you because there's so much behind the scenes, not only putting this team together today, but sending everybody to AAA, AA, single A, and all the other. What's it been like for you getting used to the new areas and all the new players and getting to know what everybody can do?
You know, it's been fun, quite frankly. We've been up in Jupiter for the last 6 weeks at our spring training site, watching these guys. I can tell you that there was a lot to see. This off season, I had heard about these guys, a lot, and it was a lot to take in. But I think these guys came as advertised. They're we have a lot of great athletes, big physical guys who can really pound the ball. We have a lot of strike throwers in the system, so it was a lot of fun for me to get to know all of them.
Your young pitching staff that you have right now, and I know that Sixto, the plans with him are to have him kind of get set up to come back on into the big leagues. What is the plan for Sixto going forward in the next couple weeks?
For Sixto, we have to see how he does. We've been trying to build him up. He got a late start with us in spring training. So we just have to make sure we take care and make sure that he gets built up properly. If all goes well, he'll be with us sometime in the next couple of weeks, if all goes well.
Kim, I want to ask you about the other good news. I got to get used to saying it, so stay with me. Lone Depot Park. Boy, it's got to be nice to get that deal done. And with it, a new TV contract looks like officially done. Good news for the team.
Yes, incredibly good news. Big time congratulations for all of us, but in particular the business side, and Derek and everybody here who worked so hard on that deal. They were out here yesterday, Lone Depot was. We did a press conference with them, and everyone, I think, is just incredibly excited to have them as a huge partner for us. But I think it's great for us. It's great for the fans as well.
Kim, let's talk about a position. It was kind of fun to watch two young guys at second base, and Jazz Chisholm just flat out went out and won the job for second base as a young player. Are the plans not only for him to be a second baseman at some point, maybe play some shortstop as well, Kim?
Yeah, shortstop is his natural position, and that's where we see his future. Right now, obviously, we've got Miggy Rojas, who is a great player, great leader of the team, and we had the spot at second base open. So it was a fun competition to watch the two of these guys go at it. It looked like Jazz really put his foot on the pedal the last couple of weeks and won it. Obviously, we'll see John Birdie in there some. But Jazz is a tremendous athlete, both offensively and defensively. Really, he's an exciting player. He's got some speed, incredibly athletic, and will, I think, help our defense quite a bit as well.
Kim Ng joining us here, general manager of the Miami Marlins on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We always talk about this team, or we have in the last couple of years, of the young squad, the young team, young. But you added veterans in the offseason as well. The addition of Adam Duvall to this team, too. What does he bring to this team that you brought him in and kind of help out some of the youngsters also on this team?
Definitely. He's definitely an offensive threat in our lineup. I think one of the backstories is he hit three home runs against us in a game when he's with the Braves. So I think to get him away from the Braves and onto our club is going to help, at least when we play them, a ton this year. So He is a great offensive threat. I think he protects some of the other guys in the lineup, and he is a savvy veteran. And the other thing that I think gets overlooked about Duvall is that he's a good outfielder with a good arm. So we looked at that as definitely a huge plus for our outfield. This team is really good defensively, so it's going to be exciting to watch.
Kim, I'm just curious. Last year, shortened season, a lot of craziness. I know you weren't with the team last year, but they made it to the playoffs and really had a nice run. Can this team, you feel a confidence, especially a lot of those guys who are on that team are back this year, that it's going to be a big help on what looks to be a really difficult and upgraded National League East?
Tough division, toughest in baseball. No doubt about that. But, look, I am very optimistic about this club. I think there's a number of ways in which they can beat you. Again, we added defense and we've added speed. Obviously the strength of this team is around its pitching. And I think right now, today, we're starting with a nine-man bullpen, and we've added seven of those nine. So it's we think we've done a lot to plug the holes that we had last year, and we're hoping to build on what we did last season. So we'll see how it goes.
Kim, I'm just curious because I hear it on the shows. Everybody's talking about it, about young fans and getting them back to the park and making it. And by the way, I don't want a lot of changes in baseball. I love you just the way you are, man. I don't need a lot of changes. How do you feel about that? Everybody always wants to make little changes for baseball.
I think it is about the young fans, and I think, we've got to move with the times, and obviously you don't want to change it. It doesn't mean wholesale changes, but I think little tweaks here and there are helpful in order to keep our fans engaged, and again, it's about the future, and yeah. we have to learn to embrace that.
What did you think of the DH not passing for the National League? I was kind of bummed out a little bit. I kind of liked it last year. What are your thoughts?
Well, we're incredibly bummed out by that.
Yeah.
We've got, Garrett Cooper, Duvall, Dickerson, and Marte, and Aguilar. We've got five legitimate starters for four spots. So, it was something that, obviously hurt us, but look, we're going to do the best that we can to mix and match. Donnie's going to do a good job getting everybody in there and kind of keep everybody healthy and fresh, and I think that's the benefit to it for us. And I think the other thing being in the National League, we're going to have pretty big bat on that bench, and I think it's definitely going to make the other manager think twice about what he needs to do.
Yeah, that's a good point too. Kim, it's great having you. It really is. I always say this. I hope we can have you a lot more. I hope you find a little time where you had a little coffee early in the morning and you feel like you need to talk and you go, let me talk to those dummies in the morning and spend a little time. So thank you, Kim, very, very much.
Thanks, Kim.
All right, guys. You take care.
Swinging the bat. I don't know about you, but I am excited about the Marlins this season. They renamed the Cleveland baseball team. That was previously my favorite team. Now I'm saying I'm all in on the Marlins. My downstairs neighbor, Nathan, he works on the field crew for the Marlins. So we talk a lot of Marlins baseball. He's all the way in. I'm really starting to catch that fish fever. They seem to be doing everything right. They can start getting some wins under their belt. Who knows? The sky is the limit. And I love baseball because, like I said, you don't have to focus as much. You can have a beer, kind of joke around, keep an eye on the game. Someone calls you to do something, you can do something real fast. You don't always miss all the action. Even if you do, you're going to know you're going to get even more action because the game doesn't have a clock. So let's go fish. Up next, we're going to go to Greeny. He's got his list of five greatest Robins in sports history. Don't understand? You will. Hold tight. This is 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. My name is Dan Day. What's yours? Oh, wait, I can't hear you. I don't know what's going on in my brain. It's a Thursday. We've got the Marlins opening day. We've got the Heat tonight. The Pelicans are also playing tonight. Mine is Zion Williamson and Lonzo Ball. Nonetheless, when your teams are playing, you're watching, you're cheering, you're guzzling beers, and you're sending texts to all types of people that you might regret in the morning. That's for later, though. Right now, never regretting hearing from Greeny. He's on from 10 to noon. He's talking a little bit about LSU Pro Day. Speak on it. Speak on it. Yeah. Also, could Aaron Rodgers pull a Tom Brady and move? And then the list of five greatest Robins in sports history.
What is it that happened with the LSU Pro Day? Nuno, give me real quick.
So both Jamar Chase and Terrace Marshall have ran their 40s at 4.38.
So they're both under 4.4. So Jamar Chase is, if you told me I had to tell you who is the safest bet on this entire draft.
Any position.
To be a great player in this draft, he would be among the first three names I would mention. I would mention him, I would mention Kyle Pitts, and I would mention Penei Sewell.
Those three.
I think those would be the three guys. I think Rashawn Slater from Northwestern also, I'm inclined to say that, but at some point the list becomes less interesting the longer I make it. So Jamar Chase is that kind of good. And you were telling me he's still so young.
He played his entire college career as a teenager. He won the Biletnikoff Award as a 19-year-old. He's 16 months younger than Devontae Smith.
Yeah. So he's still young. He's ridiculously, he's going to be great. He's just going to be great. So maybe the Dolphins are going to get him at six. Maybe the Bengals are going to take him. Remember, Joe Burrow was his quarterback in college. So that's an interesting one. And Terrace Marshall Jr. is a name you may not know, but he actually caught 13 touchdowns that season when they won the championship with Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase on that team. And then he caught 10 more this year. So he's another really good player. So this stuff is all just flying in fast and furious. In the meantime, our old friend Aaron Rodgers is back in the news. He's going to be hosting Jeopardy for the next 2 weeks, starting April 5th. So that's Monday, right? So next Monday, and then so the week of the 5th and the week of the 12th, he'll be asking the questions on Jeopardy, or answering them as they structure that great show. And I had this idea today because I think he's pulling a Brady. I think that he is done. I think that he is here to prove to you that an elephant is not the only animal that never forgets. A goat never forgets either. And I think they crossed him, and I think now the Packers, are on some level dead to him, and I think he is going to pull a Brady. And so my idea is that when he's hosting Jeopardy, when he does the final Jeopardy question, the question should be, what team will Aaron Rodgers be playing for? Or it wouldn't be that. It would be phrased as, the team Aaron Rodgers will be playing for in 2022. And then let everybody guess, who are the Seahawks? Who are the Patriots? Who are the Bears? Whatever you want to put in there. And then he can tell them if they are right or they're wrong. What a reveal! It'd be the greatest reveal in the history of Jeopardy. Certainly the best sports reveal in the history of Jeopardy. So this offseason is all about the rookie quarterbacks. Aaron's not going anywhere this offseason. The Russell Wilson conversation has quieted a bit, though I don't think that's done. This year, this offseason is going to be about the rookies. Next year will be about the vets. It'll be about Aaron Rodgers and where does he go. It'll be about Russell Wilson and where does he go. Maybe it'll be about Jimmy G. Does he stay one more year in San Francisco? Maybe it'll be about Matt Ryan. Is it only one more year for him in Atlanta? So I think those will be the conversations that we will have next year.
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
The Green List.
Okay, I love today's Green List, and I'm going to tell you why. Today, in honor of John Taylor. John Taylor, the wide receiver from the 49ers who caught the game-winning touchdown in what was his only catch in that game. Jerry Rice caught over 200 yards worth of passes in that game, and John Taylor caught the winning touchdown. We decided to do a list of the five greatest Robins, Batman Robin, in sports history. And I want to give you the criteria ahead of time. I did not put anyone on the list who at any point was Batman. So, for example, Kobe Bryant on the three championship teams with Shaq, he was the Robin. I mean, Shaq was the MVP of the finals all 3 years. But under no circumstances am I putting Kobe Bryant on any list of Robins, right? That just doesn't make sense. Same with someone like Dwayne Wade, who was the best player on a championship team, and others. So no one who was ever the best player on championship teams, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, etc., did I put on this list. These are the pure Robins. The guys who were the second best players on their teams throughout their careers. These are the five greatest of all time.
Number five.
Five is John Stallworth, Hall of Fame wide receiver alongside Lynn Swann for the Steelers. And while they didn't put up the kind of legendary numbers that we now equate with wide receivers, if you were old enough to remember them, they were great. They were great, and Stallworth was great. And he had one Super Bowl that he was the best player on the field, the one where they beat the Rams. 31-19 was the final. Whatever game that was, he caught like 275-yard passes over the top of his head. He was an extraordinary player. In 78, they had 102 catches, 20 touchdowns together as Pittsburgh won the first of back-to-back Super Bowls. For their careers, Swann and Stallworth combined for 114 touchdowns. Lynn Swann was the better player. They're both in the Hall of Fame. But John Stallworth absolutely belongs on this list. He's number five.
Number four.
Four kind of pained me to do it because I love Yogi Berra. It's kind of hard for me to call him a Robin. But he was never the best player on those teams. On the great Yankee teams on which he won all those championships, I'm looking right at Hembo's face. Either DiMaggio or Mantle was on all of those teams. You cannot tell me that Berra was the best player on those teams.
I think that's fair.
DiMaggio and Mantle are both higher on the list of all-time greats than Berra is. They just are. No?
They are. They both are.
They are. I mean, they just are. Now, Yogi Berra, to me, is the greatest catcher that ever lived. I know people will argue for Johnny Bench, and there are others that you could support. But he played with DiMaggio, and he played with Mantle. He was a three-time MVP. He won 13 World Series, 10 as a player. He's a 13-time World Series champion, Yogi Berra, 10 as a player, and all of them with either DiMaggio or Mantle on his teams. I had to put him in that spot. What's your reaction to that, Hembo?
I think when I first saw it, I was going to push back some, but I think your explanation is sound. He was the second best player on all those
teams. On every one of those teams.
Fair enough.
Even though he was the threat of commonality.
Number three.
Number three on the list of greatest Robins is Bob Cousy. He was a Hall of Fame player. He was an MVP of the league before Bill Russell ever entered the NBA, but I think that he, and again, Cousy revolutionized the sport in so many ways. But I think when you look back in that era of Celtic basketball, it is reasonable to say that the majority of Cousy's greatness came with Russell. Yes?
Yes.
I think that's fair. And so I felt comfortable putting him on the list. I really agonized over this one because Cousy is another one who kind of deserves to be in his own right on the list of the all-time greats. But you got Russell there. And Russell is the thread of commonality of all those championship teams and all those legendary teams with the Celtics. Again, Cousy was an MVP before Russell got there. But Russell won four MVP awards with Cousy on the team. So I thought it seemed right to put him there. I've got Cousy at three on the list.
Number two.
I was expecting that Scottie Pippen was going to be number one. When we decided to do this list, I said, okay, clearly Scottie is going to be number one, and then we'll start figuring out who the rest are. Scottie, the second best player on six championship teams, and the only thread of commonality on all of them alongside Michael. The only three people, well, Jerry Krause too, the only three people on the court who were on all six Bulls championship teams were Michael, Scottie, and Phil. Scottie Pippen, you don't need me to tell you, he's one of the greatest players of all time. He's on the list of the 50 greatest players ever. I would have absolutely assumed I was going to make him number one on the list of Robins. And so Scottie Pippen gets his due. However,
number one.
A good job by Nuno. Lou Gehrig has got to be number one. Lou Gehrig played 11 seasons with Babe Ruth. They hit 3-4 in that lineup in the Murderers Row lineup. They won three World Series together. They hit home runs in the same inning 19 different times. They hit over 600 home runs as teammates. Lou Gehrig is, well, I'm looking at you, Hembo, is he the greatest first baseman that ever lived?
He is, and he is a greater player historically than Scottie Pippen. He just is.
He just is. So that's the right call. But he's not a greater player historically than Babe Ruth.
No, but he probably ranks among the top 10 still.
Right, that's right. He's a top 10 all-time yeah. player who was the second best player on his teams.
Yes. I mean, there are certain seasons in which he outperformed Ruth, but yes, by and large, you're correct.
On the all-time list, he was second on his team, and so that is the list, today's green list of the greatest Robins in the history of sports. John Stallworth at five, Yogi Berra four, Bob Cousy three, Scottie Pippen two, Lou Gehrig the Iron Horse is number one.
Pretty good list right there. Can't really argue with any of those. All those guys, absolutely wonderful. Didn't have to be Robins, but they did it anyway. For the better of the team and the better of everyone else, including themselves. Yeah. No shame in that game. No shame in Hawk and Crowder's game. Well, maybe a little bit. You'll find out what holiday or anniversary, better yet, they're celebrating next here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a solo. But tonight, don't call it a comeback.
560 The Joe, Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day on social media, at Dan Day Radio. Hit me up, then I'll know who you are. And we can become virtual friends, and then even more so friends in real life. Truly and honestly, it is great. I host trivia nights around South Florida. It's always great to meet listeners for the first time and just kind of share with them and hang out with them and just let them know I'm there for them. Actually, someone on the text line the other day was hitting me up. Police officer here in South Florida said, oh, I heard you're going out to get pizza. Maybe I'll swing by. I wanted him to swing by, but he said I was going too late. And I said, hey, man, I make late night moves like most Miamians. But, hey, police got to get their beauty sleep. So I told him rain check. Just real. Just keeping it real with everybody. That's what we do. We're real people at Dan Day Radio, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Speaking of real dudes, Hawk and Crowder, I've worked with them, I've partied with them, I've hung out with them. They are as real as they come, and they are celebrating a real anniversary, even though Crowder has to step out for a little bit, or is forced to step out for a little bit. And also, the more loved, more wins Marlins are back.
8 years ago, a big change marked a new era. South Florida Sports Radio was never the same.
There's nothing like twisting, licking, and dunking an orange.
Mount Rushmore of cracks.
Daniel Berger, professional golfer, local guy. How's the course playing today, as a matter of fact?
And click the Listen Live link, or even if you got the Google Alexa, the home Google or Alexa.
What are you going to do? We're going to go to war! Hang up your phone.
Meow.
Integral.
I'm Batman.
Ring. I have a mass of nipples with meat in them.
Boca represent.
Kick his ass, butt foot.
I bought an 85-inch TV because I have a small penis.
Rodrigo. Coca-Cola.
When Marlon Shirley was five, he lost his foot.
Saturday, September.
Today, we welcome you to year number 8.
Ay, ay, ay. I think it's the year number 8 here.
Just got back today.
And this is the way Victor Bermudez started it all. Changed, 8 years ago today, or 7 years ago today? I can't figure out how anniversaries work.
They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found.
When I came on the air on 560 after having spent, you know, a decade at 790, it was April 1st, 2014. And I asked Victor Bermudez, who was my executive producer back then, to open the show with "The Boys Are Back" from the Bus Bowl. And I had asked him for several weeks to make sure that he got the right "Boys Are Back in Town," and he played this one. Crank it up for a sec, Solana. This is, of course, Thin Lizzy. So my first ever broadcast, which again was this day, it's so appropriate that it's April Fool's Day, but my first ever show, and now we're on both stations, so it doesn't matter. Because we're on 560 and 790. But now, on my on the day where I begin my 8th year in this time slot, I am reminded that Vic Bermudez played the wrong song. I had sat out for 3 months or 6 months, my no-compete, and the wrong song played. And then today, as I begin my 8th year, Crowder can't connect on his computer. There's no power at his house. All my life's a circle. So I'm stuck here, just me and Solana.
Hey.
So as you can see, things are going swimmingly for me. All right, we have a lot of stuff to get to today. A lot of stuff. I'm going to start with the code word, because I know a lot of people, they tune in to win that $1,000, not to hear me blathering on. So the latest from Crowder, just so everybody knows, he'll be here shortly. He said, power surge in the whole neighborhood, no computer right now. I'll keep you updated. Which, again, I mean, Solana, like, who uses power on their computer? Like, isn't it plugged in all night? And then, I don't know. But he followed it up with the, it's like we're on the damn Texas power grid over here. So we'll keep you posted. Crowder will be here before you know it. How do you feel, Solana? It's opening day.
Feels good. Yeah. Bringing back all the baseball memories. I'm excited.
Did you watch any? I watched... Baseball Tonight? They had a special afternoon edition on ESPN, and the Yankees game is on right now. I'm being honest. Have you watched any baseball?
I have not today. I have not watched any baseball. I do have the Yankees game on right now because we have ESPN on in our TVs, but I have not watched any baseball today, no.
All right. And obviously, the Marlins start around 4 o'clock this afternoon, and so we're doing the show, and we'll watch the game, and we'll have some fun together. I love opening day. You know, baseball it ebbs and flows, it wanes in its popularity, you know. But if the Marlins are doing well, which they did last season, playoff team, I think there's more interest. And to me, the evidence is yesterday on the show, we had Corey Dickerson, the outfielder for the Marlins, and we had Todd Hollinsworth, television analyst for the Marlins. And usually when you have guests like that in years past, I look at the text machine, boring, why are you talking baseball, why are you talking Marlins? And that didn't happen yesterday. So I do think that there's some interest in the Miami Marlins down here this year, and I certainly hope that that will continue throughout the 162-game season, because baseball belongs in South Florida, and baseball, I think if there's winning, baseball will be that party atmosphere at Lone Depot Park, the way that we experienced during the World Baseball Classic, Crowder and I, a couple years ago. Again, today begins my eighth year. I never let it, seep out of my mind. When I came to WQAM in 2014, I had, been many years on 790 The Ticket with the Levitard Show, and then I was doing mornings for a couple of years, and I got this offer to come to 560, and it was a great offer, and I cannot believe that I'm going into my eighth year now. It's like the blink of an eye. But when I originally started, it was me and Zach Krantz and Shay Tabb and Victor Bermudez, and the show has gone through a lot of permutations since then. But I'm so, and I put it on Instagram today and Twitter, I'm so thrilled to work every day with Crowder and Solana. It just is a fun gig. I can't lie. So we look forward to it. So, but I say it never seeps from my mind that this time slot on 560 for many years was, you know, Jim Mandich. I mean, there were legit radio stars that came before me. And I always said the first day that I came on the air on 560, like, I will not lose track of the fact that some of the great talk show hosts held this position before I did. And the fact that I've been able to do it now going into my eighth year is not lost on me. I am so grateful for all the listeners and advertisers that make it possible. I'm so grateful for the popularity of the show right now, and tremendously grateful to be able to work with, you know, from year one, Zach and Shay and Vic and Andy King was our program director, and even George Sedano, who's really the person that lined me up for this position because he had been doing afternoons and he was leaving to go to ESPN. And then all the people in between that were part of it, right? Eric Falero did such a great job, and Solana now really has stolen the show. I think everyone agrees Solana is the breakout star from the show. So very fun day for me, always April 1st. And no April Fools on this show, right, Solana? That's our show policy?
Correct.
You're not going to try to get us with any silly news stories? Like, we just don't do April Fools, right?
We don't do that. We don't do that around here.
Yeah, we don't do that. The fact that we're on the air is April Fools enough.
Correct.
So let's start with headlines. Crowder will connect as soon as he's able to figure out that his computer can run off battery, and then he'll join us. But let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
What's funny?
Oh, there he is. Look at you.
Oh, good. Look at you. I am Lewis and Clark when it comes to electricity and stuff, man. This is ridiculous.
But isn't it just your laptop? Like, doesn't it have a battery charge?
Yeah, I'm on my house computer. And then I had to get this hotspot thing, my Wi-Fi. I don't know, man.
Well, look at you. You're here. Here you are.
I thought I was a lot of cute.
Look at us. You're here, and here you are. All right, let's get headlines. We'll talk more with Crowder as the show goes on. Let's get headlines with Solana, the real star of the show.
I just love how you text in the power surge. Like, if you don't know what a power surge is, like, you just said that. Did you know? You just connect your computer. Just turn it on.
It needs electricity, son.
Well, but a power surge, it's when everything goes like, and then everything reboots. Well, then you just lost power. That's not a power surge.
Okay. Well, I'm Lewis and Clark, and who are y'all?
I'm Thomas Edison. I'm telling you, that's not a power surge. That's a power outage.
Outage, then, sorry.
Do want to say congratulations to my dude, Hawk and Crowder. 8 years doing the show. Solana, that's my dude also.
We're always texting. We're always hanging out. I was a part of the show for a while, and I absolutely loved every single minute of it. And I still love every minute that I listen from 2 to 6. And when we text back and forth, just genuine good stuff. And I had a genuinely good time with you, but my time is up. I'm going home. I'm going to go drink some Mad Dog 2020, maybe some Bush beer. I'm going to watch this Pelicans game. They're not at full strength. Zion's not playing tonight. Lonzo's not playing tonight. Although I do like the fact that I can call them by their first name and you know who they are. That means you're pretty good. But tonight, the Heat, they're getting them all back. Oladipo, Bam's probably going to be playing. Jimmy, Gorot, the whole nine yards. Ballin', shot callin'. Let's do it. And let's do it again tomorrow. It's going to be a fun Friday right here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.